Now, will you notice here something else that he says to us, and we should follow it very closely. Verse 5, "For if we've been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection." Now, that looks forward to the time when you and I are going to be raised in newness of life with him. He says this, though this is for today, knowing this. These are things that we are to know, that our old man is crucified with him. When he says our old man is crucified with Christ, that doesn't mean our father, by the way. It means here our old nature. That's the body of sin, that it might be destroyed. And may I say the word is paralyzed or canceled or nullified, that henceforth we should not serve sin. And because the old nature is not destroyed, and that's not what Paul is saying here, that what happens is this, that now the old nature is put into place because you've got a new nature, and you're today in a place where you are to live in the power of the Spirit of God. Now he says, "For he who died is freed from sin." Verse 7. Not he that is dead, but he who died is declared righteous from sin. That's the position. Now we're told, now if we be dead with Christ, we believe we shall also live with him. That's the glorious hope that we have. And we share his resurrection life today, and someday we'll be raised from the dead. Now verse 9, knowing, this is something we should know, friends, that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. He ever lives. That's the victor's course. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. And he says in Revelation 1:18, "I'm he that liveth. I was dead. Behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of death and of hell." We're told that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. The resurrection opens up eternity to Christ for those who will trust him. Now we're told in verse 10, "For in that he died unto sin once. Now in that he liveth unto God." He died one time, but he's alive today, and he ever lives to make intercession for those that are his. Because of that, he can save you right through to the uttermost. Now verse 11, we come to the second thing that the believer today is to reckon on, and it's this, "Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord." Now count on this. Rest on this. That is what he means here by reckon. It is something that you're to count on. Doesn't mean exactly what some of us Texans mean by that. That is, I suppose, but I know. This is something I count out. Now he says, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof."